Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, chapter number 15, description of the kingdom of God. And we'll read two verses today, 27 and 28. Both have similar description. And today again we have Srila Bhugar Goswami Maharaj disappearance day and Kashishwar Pandit's disappearance day as well. So towards end of this class I'll read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita and we'll hear about their glories. Om again.
Tasmin atitya munayat sada asajjamanah tasmin atitya munayah sada asajjamanah kakshah samana vayasav atha saptamaya
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After passing through the six entrances of Vaikunthapuri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, they saw at the seventh gate two shining beings of the same age, armed with maces and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. Please repeat responsibly. After passing through the six entrances of Vaikunthapuri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, they saw at the seventh gate two shining beings of the same age, armed with maces and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. Purport. The sages were so eager to see the Lord within Vaikunthapuri that they did not care to see the transcendental decorations of the six gates, which they passed by one after another. But at the seventh door, they found two doormen of the same age. The significance of the doormen's being of the same age is that in the Vaikunth planets, there is no old age. So one cannot distinguish who is older than whom. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha are decorated like the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan with Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma, conch, wheel, club and lotus. Next verse. The two doormen were garlanded with fresh flowers which attracted intoxicated bees and which were placed around their necks and between their four blue arms. From their arched eyebrows, discontented nostrils and reddish eyes, they appear somewhat agitated. Purport to this verse. These garlands attracted swarms of bees because they were garlands of fresh flowers. In the Vaikuntha world, everything is fresh, new and transcendental. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha have bodies of bluish color and four hands like Narayan.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So here we are in the section where Lord Brahma is describing the kingdom of God and their residents, how glorious they are. and their character. In these two verses particularly, we'll see how these devotees have Hare Krishna, welcome back. How these devotees have everything at their disposal to enjoy all the opulences. All the opulences are in full. They are available. And especially particularly these two verses mentions beauty and wealth. The opulence, beauty and wealth. If someone possesses these opulences, then they are very well recognized in the society. People in the material world, they hanker for these opulences. If someone is very beautiful, he is very attracted, he is very famous, everyone likes to see beautiful people and meet beautiful people and have relationship with them. Everyone is after wealth. If someone is rich, everyone is attracted. Maybe to not that person, but you know, their wealth. So they can exploit their wealth. So like that, all opulences are very much desired in the material world. So here in Vaikuntha planet, these devotees also have these opulences. But there is difference. So this is what we are going to discuss today. What is that main difference in spiritual world and in material world? So these six opulences, in human society, people hanker for. Ultimately, what they want to do with that? Ultimately, they want to enjoy their senses with that, and especially, particularly, they want to have sex using those six opulence, especially beauty and wealth. So ultimately it comes down to sense gratification in that way. And Prabhupada, a few verses before, he did mention that this is the theme actually going on in this section, that devotees in the spiritual world, they have better standard of pleasure. So there is no need of sex desire, you know, the sex pleasure in the spiritual world, whereas in material world everything is centered around sex desire. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, when he was traveling to some place once, so he saw big tall buildings, and he commented so this all is expansion of sex desire. You know, seeing tall buildings, skyscrapers, he just commented like that. You know, and then devotees started, you know, how it is connected with that. You know, but actually, ultimately, everything, beauty, wealth, knowledge, power, fame, everything, actually, they want to end up with expanding their sex desires, you know, sense gratification. So Prabhupada could see this is how material world operates. But in spiritual world, they have better standard of sense pleasure. So they don't actually need such low pleasures of this material world. And here in second verse we see this four Kumaras. They have so much, you know, they are very much decorated with all the ornaments. They have beautiful body, plus these swarms of bees are humming around their bodies, you know. They are attracted by those fresh flowers. And few verses before we read that honey flows in aroma, you know, in a very subtle form, you know. So they feel even agitated And they condemn this kind of pleasures. You know, this is actually obstruction for our service to the Lord. So even everything is available for their sense pleasure, but still they don't feel attracted. They even condemn such pleasures. And here they look a little bit angry. So there are two reasons, you know. One is they are annoyed with those bees, you know. They are not able to let them serve Lord. You know, so they are a bit disturbed, and same time these four Kumaras enters, and they also felt, you know, who are these guys, you know, what are they doing here, you know. So this couple of mixed reasons, because of that they are a bit annoyed, bit agitated. So speaking of this material world, how living entities in this material world are very much captivated by this lowly sense gratification. This sense gratification, particularly to sex desire. We'll hear a little bit about that, and then we'll move towards spiritual world. Agnidev Prabhu recently came a few months ago, 40th anniversary. Yeah, during 40th anniversary, yeah, May. So I was serving him, and we were talking. So he was mentioning one incident. So he said, many years ago, there was one actress in US, and she was very much into protecting pandas. I mean, not the pandas in Jagannath Puri, animal panda. So she joined that movement. You know, she was like a leader in that movement. So she was traveling all over the world to make people aware. And she went to China, and she was always, she was having one cameraman with him, with her, and he would shoot everything, whatever she did, you know, speaking to people and like that, everything. So cameraman was following her, and she entered in one market where they sell all the meats and everything, you know. If you go in Victoria Market, you will see this horrible sight. Similar sight she was experiencing. So she went through the market, and she was talking to people, and she happened to see one huge basket, and it was filled with something looked like, you know, dried ginger. So she was curious, you know, what is this? And she asked a shopkeeper. So shopkeeper said something in Chinese, but she couldn't understand. So she asked him, his assistant, what is it? And then assistant was a little bit reluctant, you know. You want to really know? Like that. Yeah, tell me, I must know. You know, what is this? It is very, she was very curious. So like that, she was persisting, and then that man revealed. So these are genitals of monkeys. So it was full, you know, huge basket was full with that. So yeah, actually she held one. Before asking this, she held on and looked at, and then as soon as she heard, you know, she just threw, you know, and she was shocked. How many monkeys were killed just for that? And then she asked, you know, why they do like that? Then they said, you know, people make soup out of that, and then they drink to increase their sex desire, sink power, you know. So such a horrible world, isn't it? Other day I was giving lecture in one home program, and I mentioned the degraded age of Kali Yuga, especially in future, how degraded it will be. And I mentioned that in Kali Yuga, in future Kali Yuga, people will eat the newborn babies, you know, their own babies. Mothers will kill their babies and eat them. And then one person from audience said, you know, Prabhuji, you know, it's not in distant future, currently this is happening. And I was shocked. And then he revealed some facts. So it's baby farming is also, you know, industry. And they sell, you know, in small babies, you know, aborted babies they sell in supermarkets. So he was mentioning it is happening now. What to speak of future? And what's the reason? To increase vitality. You eat your babies. Such a horrible place again. Deomri Swami once, he was giving class, and he was mentioning similar fact that 80% of internet usage is just for pornography. So see how this material world is into this kind of desires, such a horrible place, isn't it? And when they see devotees and they talk to devotees, and we speak about abandoning this kind of desires, we don't get into such things. They get surprised. Oh, really? When we talk about celibacy, for example, following four regulatory principles and celibacy, unbelievable, like that, they get shocked. How can you do that? How can you live without that? This part of life. But yes, we do have better reasons. And they would argue. They would argue with you. They will give their proposals. If someone is not interested in having relationship with opposite sex, then they will question many things. Why it would be like this? Why it is like that? And in my experience, I came across few reasons. So I'll share that. How people of mind of a non-devotee think in this regard. So once I was talking to someone, and then he said, his mother said that, beta, everything is all right in your college, like that. He was a little bit, sad and morose like that. So when mother saw, is everything all right in college? Don't you have any girlfriend? Something happened with girlfriend, So he wasn't marrying, actually. The parents were proposing marriage, but he was delaying like that, So they thought, something happened. He had girlfriend and then, broke up. And then now he's sad, and that's why he doesn't want to get married. So he became Devdas, for example. Devdas is a movie, Bollywood movie. So he, a little bit, those who don't know, I tell you. So what happens? He breaks up with his... circumstances happen, and then both gets separated, and then that boy never gets married. So people think like that, some relationships got into trouble, and afterwards they get so much shocked, so they don't want to enter into relationships, so that's why they became celibate. So is that the reason? No. For devotees, no, not like that. Other reason they could propose, that they think if you are not getting married and entering into relationships, they will think that, something is wrong with your potency. So some people are like that, if they find out, my mother asked me that actually. Are you all right? So I was, maybe they thought, I'm very much afraid of revealing such thing, if I would have found out and then, I'm not revealing. So I said, no, nothing like that, don't worry, So she thought like that, I lost my potency, for example. So they would think like that. Another reason, they would think, and again, there are some references, what I spoke, there are some references in the Bhagavatam also, for example, the Devdas example I mentioned, Pururava and Urvashi, right? They had to experience separation, and then how Pururava got completely destroyed, and he was so much agitated, and in terms of in case of that losing potency, the ninth canto describes the story of King Yayati, right? He got cursed by father of Sharmishtha, and then he lost his potency, isn't it? And then he exchanges youth with his son. So sex desire is always there, even if you lose the potency, but sex desire is always there. How to deal with that? So there are cases in Bhagavatams like that, isn't it? So people will think naturally, this could be the reason. Then third reason they propose, my mother always says again, what if everyone becomes devotee? Then what will happen, how will generation go on? How will world function, like that? If everyone becomes a devotee, then who will run this and that and everything? So I just answer, if everyone becomes devotee,
in this world, then this world would be Vaikuntha. You know, it will become like Vaikuntha, what we are hearing right now. No problems. And it's not that in Vaikuntha they don't have partners. They have, but they are not attracted by sex desires. That is the beauty of Vaikuntha planets. They all are attracted to only devotional service to the Lord. And the fourth reason one can think, again comes from my mother, that you know, see, even our Lord, the Lord you are worshipping, they also have their consorts. You know, Radha Krishna, Sita Ram. So you also should have one like that. What's wrong in that? Yes. So I don't much explain in that regard because it can become offensive, you know. They don't understand. Yes. Lord, it's Lord's energy, you know. So Lord can do whatever he wants to do with his energies, you know. But and in fact, we are also Lord's energy, so we are also meant to be enjoyed by Supreme Lord. So how can we enter into such mood that, you know, I am enjoying Lord's energy? It could be offensive. In this fourth reason again, he mentions, you know, you don't artificially suppress your desires. It's very dangerous. Again, my mother told me same thing, that you are Kshatriya, you know, Kshatriya, my caste is Kshatriya now, and even everyone is actually Shudra, but you are Kshatriya, you know, and especially Kshatriyas are meant to do all these things, you know, you see the history like that. And then, if you suppress artificially, then, you know, it will create havoc in society. I said, okay. And then there is reference from Bhagavatam also, you know, if someone suppresses, but actually by suppression, sex desire doesn't go away, isn't it? That little boy, Rishyashringa, in 9th canto again. You know, so his father wanted to make him celibate, lifelong celibate, and very advanced yogi. But then that story unfolds how, you know, when he reached his youth, there was some problem in their kingdom and rain wasn't coming, and then astrologers told that you bring that celibate saint Rishyashringa, if you bring him to our kingdom and make him live in our kingdom, then, you know, rain will come. And then whole, you know, plot was made, and then Rishyashringa was brought, and as soon as he saw the woman, you know, he was enamored by their beauty, you know, who are you, you know, so beautiful, I never saw you like that, you know, and then completely then gave up, right? So, so, like that, you know, artificial suppression will also not make you free from sex desire. So, here some of the reasons I gave, in the mature world people think, how can you be free from sex desire? It's impossible. But no, in devotee's life, the sex desire becomes very insignificant when they have higher pleasure, that is worship of Supreme Lord. You know, when we are attracted to lotus feet of Supreme Lord, when we offer our devotional service to Lord, that becomes your source of joy. That nourishes and that fulfills all your desires. So these lowly desires will not attract you at all. And that's what we hear in this particular, these two verses. Although these Vaikuntha vases, they have everything. They are beautiful, they have all the opulences. But they are not attracted. Their wealth is, you know, service to Lord. So, at this note, I will stop Srimad Bhagavatam and I'll read a little bit about these two great exalted devotees. Today is their disappearance day. And then we'll conclude our class today. So today is Kashishwar Goswami's disappearance day. I'll read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 8th chapter, 66th verse, mentions about Kashishwar Pandit. Kashishwar Gosai Ra Shishya Govinda Gosai Govindera Priya Sevaka Tandra Samanani. Govinda Gosai, the priest engaged in the service of Lord Govinda in Vrindavan, was a disciple of Kashishwar Gosai. There was no servant more dear to the Govinda deity. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, Kashishwar Gosai was one of the contemporaries of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was with the Lord in Jagannath Puri, also known as Kashishwar Pandit. He was a disciple of Ishwar Puri and son of Vasudev Bhattacharya, who belonged to the dynasty of Kanjilal Kanu. His surname was Chaudhary. His nephew, his sister's son, was named Rudra Pandit, was the original priest in Vallapur, which is situated about 1 mile from the Srirampur railway station in the village of Chatara. Installed there are the deities of Radha Govind and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kashishwar Gosai was a very strong man, and therefore when Lord Chaitanya visited the temple of Jagannath, he used to protect the Lord from the crowds. Another of his duties was to distribute prasadam to the devotees after kirtan. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited this temple at Vallapur. At that time, the person in charge was Shivait, Sri Shiva Chandra Chaudhary, who was a descendant of Kashishwar's brother. In the Vallapur, there was a permanent arrangement to cook 9 kilos of rice, vegetables and other foodstuffs daily. And near the village, there is sufficient land which belonged to the deity, on which this rice was grown. Unfortunately, the descendants of Kashishwar Gosai's brothers have sold a major portion of this land, and therefore the deity worship was now being hampered. It is said in Gaura Ganodes Dipika that the servant of Krishna in Vrindavan named Bringar descended as Kashishwar Gosai during the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our household life, is Srila Prabhupada refers to himself, in our householder life, we also sometimes visited this temple of Vallapur and took prasadam there at noon. The deities of this temple, Sri Sri Radha Govind and the Gauranga Vigraha, are extremely beautiful. Near Vallapur is the beautiful temple of Jagannath. We sometimes used to take prasadam in this Jagannath temple also. These two temples are situated within 1 mile radius of the Srirampur railway station near Kolkata. So this same deity is actually Radha Govind, is worshipped now in Jaipur. This deity they are talking about, Srila Prabhupada is talking about. Govindji temple in Vrindavan, when it was attacked by Mughals, they transported this deity from one place to another, and then eventually it came to Jaipur. So that Govindji is same talked about here. And then about Srila Bhugat Goswami. Srila Bhugat Goswami, a disciple of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, shared an intimate friendship with Sri Lokanath Goswami. Inspired by Lord Chaitanya, they were the first and most senior devotees to settle in Vrindavan. Before the arrival of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they tried to uncover the lost holy places of Radha Govindji. Unlike the aggressive approach of modern scientists to discover the unknown, Bhugarbha and Lokanath Goswami found Sri Krishna's pastime forest by the humble method of surrender. They simply wandered around Vrindavan, calling out names of her 12 forests, Pandiravan, Kamyavan, Mahavan, Talvan. And Srimati Vrindadevi, the maintainer of the forest and an expansion of Krishna's pastime potency, revealed the exact location of each and every forest. It is told that to avoid material distractions, Bhugarbh Goswami would perform his bhajan underground. So, he received the name Bhugarbh Goswami. Bhu means earth, Garbha means cave. He is Prema Manjari or Bhadra Rekhika in Radha Gopinath's Nitya Nikunja Leela. His Samadhi stands near Sri Rupa Goswami's in the Radha Damodar temple courtyard. Srila Bhugarbh Goswami Maharaj ki, Kashishwar Pandit ki, Nitai Gaur Brahmandir. Anyone who has any question, comments? Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.